Welcome to the When I'm Weak podcast. My name is Bethany Sloan and I am your host. Well, happy Mother's Day, ladies, moms. Mother's Day was today. What did you do today for Mother's Day? Did you spend time with your family? Did you have some time to yourself? What did you do today? Today, I went and got a pedicure. First I went to church with my family this morning, and then after church I went and got a pedicure. It wasn't as busy as I thought it would be for Mother's Day. I got bright orange nails, so I love the bright color for spring. And then I bought some plants, some flowers, and I did some gardening. I planted some sunflower seeds. I'm hoping that it's not too early for that. I think Mother's Day weekend is a good time to plant seeds for your garden. So anyways, I had a very relaxing day to myself and just did some things that I enjoy doing. Like I said, Mother's Day was today, which means millions of moms throughout the country received flowers and cards and gifts. Los Angeles Times posted an article in 2019 stating, Mother's Day overall is the third largest holiday for the greeting card industry behind Christmas and Valentine's Day, with 133 million sold for Mother's Day. That is a lot of Mother's Day cards. As a mom, it is so special to receive a Mother's Day card from your children and family members. But what if Jesus sent you a Mother's Day card? Think about that. What do you think Jesus would say to you or write to you on Mother's Day? Maybe you feel like Jesus would give you some advice on how to improve in this job that he has assigned to you, or how to take better care of the children he created. Some parenting advice. Maybe some moms would want that kind of advice. But I believe a letter from Jesus to moms would be full of his compassion and grace and deep love for moms, for you. When Jesus was suffering on the cross, he still took the time to care for his mother. We read in John 19, 25 through 27, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Jesus was both fully man and fully God. Jesus was taking care of his mother, not just as a man, but he was taking care of a mom as God too. Jesus and God are one. So Jesus helped create the very woman who would later birth him. And then at his death, while suffering on the cross for the sins of the world, he saw his mother. Jesus took the time to see his mom and take care of her. He provided for her. I believe he is offering the same thing to every mom: care and provision and love. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11, 28. Read that again, but with the perspective that this is for moms. Come to me, mom who is weary, who is burdened, come to me and I will give you rest. In 2 Kings 4, we read a story about a single mom who served the Lord. This mom went to Elijah asking for help because she had no money and her creditor was coming to take her two boys as his slaves. Elijah says to this woman, "What do you have in your house?" The woman says she has nothing there at all except a small jar of olive oil. It says, if you look up 2 Kings 4, we read, and Elisha said, borrow as many empty jars as you can from your friends and neighbors. Then go into your house with your sons and shut the door behind you. Pour olive oil from your flask into the jars, setting each one aside when it is filled. Verse 5. So she did as she told, as she was told. Her sons kept bringing jars to her, and she filled one after another. Soon every container was full to the brim. Bring me another jar, she said to one of her sons. There aren't any more, he told her, and then the olive oil stopped flowing. When she told the man of God what had happened, he said to her, now sell the olive oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons can live on what is left over. In this story, Elijah was not the one who provided for this mom who was in need. God was the provider. God was the miracle worker in this mom's life. Elisha was simply a tool God used to help. But ultimately, God was her provider all along. The really cool thing about this story is how God involved this mom's children in the miracle. Not only did her boys witness the miracle, they physically touched it as they brought their mom the jars to be filled with olive oil. They got to be a part of the miracle. This mom not only witnessed the power of God in her life, she physically touched it as she poured olive oil into each jar. God is both our provider and our miracle worker. He desires to provide for you and your children as you journey through motherhood with Jesus. He has miracles for you, and he has miracles for your children. Not just miracles you see, but miracles you can physically touch. Miracles you can experience with your children. Miracles you experience with Jesus because of Jesus. God has a heart for you and your children. He loves you both so much. Jesus replied, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. John 6:35. So if Jesus wrote a letter to moms, I imagine he might write something like this. Dear precious mom, I created you and I see you. I placed you in this role and I gave you these children, knowing you were the right person for these kids. You are doing a good job. I see how weary you are, and I am here for you. Do not worry. Come to me and rest in my arms. I will take care of you. I will provide for you and your children. You can put your trust in me. Allow me, Jesus, to lead you as you continue to lead your children. I have miracles for you. I have miracles for your children. Do you trust me? I am your bread, and I will continue to provide life for you and life for your children, just as I have always done. I love you more than you will ever comprehend, and I will always be with you. I will never leave your side. Love your Savior, Jesus. Isaiah 40:11 says, he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms. He carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. God is gently leading you, and you are close to his heart. Do you believe that? So if Jesus sent you a Mother's Day card, what do you think he would write? Pray about it. Ask Jesus, what do you want to say to me this week as a mom, in my parenting, in how I am serving in the job that you have given me? What do you want to say to me this Mother's Day, Jesus. And then write it down. Write down what you hear Jesus saying to you. And let that be a precious letter from Jesus to you. Hold on to that. It is a gift for you. Happy Mother's Day. I hope you had a wonderful day with your family. Thank you for listening.